I think the response to terrorism does have to be an increase to security, but not the kind of security that ATKI is talking about down there. We need to increase economic, political, and social security in this world. Because the kind of security that you're talking about will only give powers to Chrétien, Bush, and the likes of CSIS. It's a crackdown on people of color and a crackdown on political dissent. And I'd like to say, I'm an activist in the anti-globalization movement, and the anti-globalization movement has responded to September 11th, the tragic September 11th events. We had international demonstrations planned for Washington, D.C., to demonstrate against the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank, the very institutions that are creating the fertile soil for the seeds of this kind of mass destruction and terrorism. And we have now, the anti-globalization movement has now turned those September 29th events into anti-racist, anti-war peace marches. Because if we are going to prevent this kind of crisis from happening again anywhere in the world, not just Washington, D.C. and New York City, we have to build a movement for peace and global justice. We have to build a movement to stop the war, to stop the racist attacks. And I'd like to invite everyone here and all of your friends and family and coworkers and neighbors to come to a peace walk next Saturday, the 29th of September. We're starting at Queen's Park at 1 p.m. It's been called by the Toronto Mobilization for Global Justice, but it is open to absolutely everyone who wants to create the better world that we know is not only possible, but now absolutely necessary. So next Saturday, the 29th, 1 p.m., Queen's Park. And my question to Starhawk, and you had fantastic things to say after Genoa. I was in Genoa as well, and I just want to thank you for your fantastic analysis after that, was how can the anti-globalization movement, how can we contribute to building this peace movement that is so incredibly important now?
Thanks for so much of what you've said. I think that's our challenge right now, is to understand that it's a peace. It's not just a peace movement. It's got to be a peace and justice movement. That to have peace, we have to address the same issues we've been addressing in the anti-globalization movement, and that those issues haven't gone away. They didn't go away on Tuesday. And if anything, they're more urgent right now. And that's, as you said, our demonstration in Washington is going to become a peace and justice demonstration. I hope that people won't just come to Washington, but that there'll be something in every city and town in Canada and the U.S. all over the place, because as some other gentleman said up there, we need to build the largest movement we've seen, and we need to build it fast. And I think one of the things we've learned in the anti-globalization movement is how to do that. We've got the structures in place. We have the networks in place. We have a lot of stuff that we have learned in place in order to do that. So I think one thing we've got to do is not despair. And I'll say this to Mr. Atkins, that, you know, this is probably the only time I'll ever sit face-to-face with somebody high in the security profession and have a dialogue like this. I deeply appreciate it. But there is a reason why we are afraid of increased security measures, and that is because in order to actually defend democracy, a lot of us have had to break the law. And we don't do that lightly, and I don't do it because I want to do it. I do it because it's the only political space that's been left to us to have a voice in these large global agreements and institutions like the IMF and the World Bank. And in the United States, we have no more trust in our justice system. We've seen our justice system appoint a president who was not elected. Yes. because these issues are not as simple as they seem. And it's very, you know, how do you know one person's terrorist is another person's freedom fighter? You know, I spent a lot of the 80s doing solidarity work around Central America. And to us, the Contras were terrorists, and to our government, they were freedom fighters. Well, they
Nelson
were.
Mandela.
Yeah. Nelson Mandela. The United States was founded by a gang of terrorists who revolted against the British and took up arms in the struggle. You know, so you know those lines aren't easy and clearly drawn. And part of being a democracy is that we have to have discussion. We have to have a lot of mushy areas where we work it out, and just clamping down on everybody to deter terrorists is not the, it's not going to actually deter the terrorists anyway.
Our time is coming very quickly to an end, and I would like to call on the gentleman here at the front.